Jesus doesn't sugarcoat anything in his gospel today. You know, he doesn't promise his followers that they're going to be provided for financially. He doesn't promise them any wealth. He doesn't promise them safety. What he does promise them is the cross. He says, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself and take up his cross. Often I think we think of that as a metaphor. But if we put ourselves in the position of the listeners who are hearing this for the first time, the cross meant one thing, and that was crucifixion. You know, a very brutal and a very painful death. And so our Lord wasn't trying to attract people with earthly rewards. What he was conveying to the crowd is that they're going to have to make a choice. If they want to be his followers, if they want to follow him, they have to be willing to give up everything, even to the point of giving up their life to be his follower. Or they can go on their way. You know, Jesus wasn't afraid of turning people away. He probably knew that a lot of people would turn away because he said this. But what our Lord was seeking is not lukewarm followers or people who just follow him because they can get something in return. What he was seeking were followers that were committed to following him and doing anything that he asked of them, even to the point of the cross. What is a disciple of Jesus? You know, a disciple of Jesus is not just someone who has an intellectual belief in God. You know, that's good to believe in God, but even demons believe in God, but they're not disciples, and they're not going to be saved. You know, being a disciple is more than that. You know, a disciple is someone who's willing to sacrifice their life to follow Christ. And flowing from that, it's someone who's willing to entrust every aspect of their life to our Lord. You know, whether it's their vocation, whether they're called to the priesthood or religious life or married life or some other state. You know, someone who's willing to entrust their family to our Lord, their financial resources, their time, their daily actions and their choices. A disciple is willing to turn all of those things over to our Lord. And so I think a good question for us to ask ourselves is, how committed are we as disciples of Jesus Christ? Are we willing to follow whatever path he asks for us and make whatever sacrifice is necessary to follow him? And would we follow him even to the cross? St. John of the Cross is one of the great doctors of the church, and he's known as the doctor of Christian spirituality. He was a Carmelite priest, and he rooted his entire spirituality in his approach to the life of prayer in today's gospel, Mark chapter 8. And what he described in his writings was the ascent to God. And ultimately, that's why all of us are here, and what we should be seeking is to ascend to heaven and to seek God. But what he taught is that the ascent to God requires the cross. It's based upon self-denial. And why is that? Well, the joys of heaven aren't about self-indulgence. We can do that here on earth. We don't need to go to heaven for that. You know, if we want to binge on ice cream and eat as much ice cream as we want, or if we just want to spend hours and hours playing video games, or if we want to take fancy vacations, we can do all of those things here on earth. But that's not what the joys of heaven are about. The joys of heaven are different. And the primary and the essential joy of heaven is what we call the beatific vision. It's the vision of the face of God, seeing God face to face. That's the essence of the joy of heaven, to see and to behold the infinite majesty and goodness of God. You know, if we want to use an analogy, you know, we all like being around our friends. We enjoy spending time with them, or our spouses. We enjoy being around them, hopefully most of the time at least. You know, and the reason why we enjoy being around our friends and our spouses is because there's something attractive about that person. There's things that we like about that person, and we enjoy being in their presence. But the goodness and the beauty of God is infinitely greater than the goodness in any finite human being. And so to be in the presence of God is an experience that goes far beyond anything that we've ever encountered in this world. But in order to enter into that joy, we can't be selfish and focused on ourselves. Because if we're focused on ourselves, that turns us away from other people. Self-indulgence turns us in on ourselves. And to be able to enter into the joys of heaven and to behold the goodness and the majesty of God, we have to be directed outside of ourselves. And the more we empty ourselves, the more that enables us to see the goodness of God. And so the cross is that path. Because suffering opens that door. It helps to conquer our own self-interest, our own selfish desires. It helps to conquer those so that we can be purified and freed of those attachments so that we can seek our happiness, our true happiness, in beholding the goodness of God. And so the cross is that path. The cross is the path to heaven. That's what St. John of the Cross was trying to convey to us. And so we shouldn't fear suffering. You know, we shouldn't fear dryness in prayer or desolation. We shouldn't fear insults from others because that's the road to Calvary, and those things help to purify us. And so we should seek suffering more than pleasure because the path to Calvary is the path that we need to go on to seek heaven. The United States is going through a major transformation right now away from being a Christian society. You know, the majority of Christians and Catholics are turning away from the faith. You know, the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, along with a lot of other dioceses throughout the country, is undergoing a massive reorganization of parish groupings. It's called, you know, the Beacons of Light program that we've been talking about a lot. But part of the situation is, you know, we have to deal with the reality that there's a lot fewer Catholics. And there's a lot of churches that are now empty and we can't sustain. But I think what we're going through now is a period of pruning and of purification within the church. You know, when the culture was Christian, when the culture was Catholic, it was easy for people to just go through the motions. But now, to be a Christian and to be Catholic is countercultural. We have to make a decision against the culture around us and against what most people are doing to be Catholic. And the reality is that the church is going to be smaller. The church is going to be financially poorer. But hopefully the church is going to be more faithful and more morally purified. Because the church isn't healthy when there's a lot of people who are lukewarm, or when there's a lot of people within the church who dissent from church teaching, or people who aren't willing to follow Christ and what he asks. What we need is a church of disciples who are willing to follow Jesus Christ and take up their cross and follow through on what Jesus calls us to do. What we need is a church of true disciples. And hopefully, as the church is purified, even though the church might be smaller, God willing, from that smaller and more faithful church, new growth will come. It's not in the midst of comfort and luxury that the church thrives. It's in the midst of persecution and in the midst of the cross that the greatness of the Catholic faith radiates and shines forth to the world. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, I encourage each one of us to ask ourselves that question. Are we disciples of Jesus Christ? Are we willing to follow him, not just when we get blessings and good things in return, but are we willing to follow him and embrace our cross, knowing that our cross unites us to Christ, and the path to Calvary is the path to heaven?